All right, welcome back, everyone. Ready for another deep dive?
Always ready to dig in.
Well, today we're tackling spiritual maturity. And look, I know that can sound kind of intimidating, right?
Own it, yeah.
Like, where's the finish line on that?
Right, right.
But really, the way I see it, it's more about, you know, how we live out our faith. It's less about checking off boxes and more about, well, how our beliefs actually play out in our day-to-day lives, how we react to the world around us.
Totally.
And that's what we're going to be looking at today, pulling some wisdom from this piece called Pasted Text. It specifically looks at this idea of spiritual maturity within a community, you know, a community that's focused on Christ.
Yeah, and you know what really stood out to me in Pasted Text? It was this emphasis on being thoughtful. Like, how do we respond to things, especially when life throws us curveballs?
Oh, I see what you mean. It's like, it's not just knowing the right answers, but actually, like, living them out, right?
Exactly. Putting faith into action, you know?
Okay, I'm with you. Now, Pasted Text uses this phrase, member of the body of Christ.
Yeah.
And I'll be honest, when I first read that, I was like, whoa. Okay, that sounds kind of strange.
It does sound a little weird at first, you're right, but actually, it's a pretty powerful metaphor when you think about it. Imagine your community is like a body, right?
Okay.
Each person is a different part, a vital part. And you're all connected, supporting each other, all working together, you know, like towards this shared goal.
Ah, okay. I can see that. So it's like this interconnectedness, like everyone has their role to play.
Exactly. And everyone's important for the whole thing to function.
All right. That makes sense. But then Pasted Text brings up another image, a temple.
Yeah.
Now, how do those two things even, like, relate to each other?
That's a good question. Well, think about what temples represent, and not just in Christianity, but across different religions, you know? They're sacred spaces, right? Places where people come together to connect with something bigger than themselves.
Right.
So comparing the body of Christ to a temple, it kind of highlights that feeling of, like, shared purpose, that sense of unity that you find within a faith community. It's like you're building something together, something sacred.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. And it's not just about being together, right?
Right.
Pasted Text specifically talks about being cohesive, you know, and, like, supporting each other through those refining and transformative processes. That sounds pretty intense.
Yeah, it is intense. And that's where the real growth happens, right? It's in those moments when you're really challenged, when you're changing, maybe even struggling. That's when you really need that support from your community.
Absolutely. You can't go through those things alone.
It's true. You know, I kind of think of it like this. Everyone's going through their own fire, right? But you're all on the forge together.
Wow. Yeah, that's a really good way to put it. So, all right, if we bring all this back to our listeners, like, what does this mean for their everyday lives? You know, what are we trying to say here?
Well, it really comes down to this question. How are you contributing to that sense of unity and support, right?
Yeah, good question.
In your own community, whatever that looks like for you. It could be your church, your family, your friends, you know.
Sure.
The question is, are you helping to build that space where everyone feels connected, where they feel supported, where they can grow and learn and, you know, just be themselves?
That's a good, powerful thought.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's really challenging, too, because it means we can't just focus on our own spiritual journey, but we need to be looking outward, you know, seeing how we can support and encourage those around us.
Absolutely. It's about building each other up, walking this journey together.
Exactly. Well, that's all the time we have for today's deep dive, but I hope this conversation got you thinking.
Me too.
And maybe even inspired you to look for those opportunities to build unity and support in your own communities.
Yeah, because we all need that, right?
We really do. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you next time for another deep dive.
See ya.